You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Well, it is going to rain, but probably not very much till Sunday around here. But how do we know that, and why trust the forecast? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to talk about how reliable most of our forecasts have become. Think about the predictions of that storm we had earlier this week. First, let's hear your predictions for this weekend, Cliff.
Well, before I talk about rain, let's talk about snow. This week, the mountains got several feet of snow. The depth of the snow is like 400-500% of normal. There was enough snow that a number of the ski areas have opened in the Cascades. Crystal Mountain, Baker, Stevens, they're all open now. And with enough snow to have, you know, a pretty good time up there. So if you want to ski or do anything up there, I'd get up on Saturday because the weather looks good. Now, today, well, it's not going to precipitate very much in the lowlands. There's some moist air coming in. There's a few showers. But here in Puget Sound, we're kind of protected by the Olympics. We're in the rain shadow of the Olympics, so not much rain here in Seattle. There will be some showers on the coast, and there will be continued snow showers in the mountains, especially above about 4,000 feet. So a little bit of wet up in the mountains, but they don't mind the snow. Saturday is going to actually be a pretty decent day. A weak ridge will be over us. I don't think there'll be much precipitation at all, partly cloudy skies, temperatures getting up around 50. Now, Sunday is the transition day. It'll start off dry, but a fairly strong Pacific front will be moving in during the afternoon and evening on Sunday. So you'll notice it clouding up during Sunday, first rain hitting the coast by mid-morning, and then it's going to move into Puget Sound area, western Washington, sometime in the middle to late afternoon. So I expect Sunday night will be raining. Monday morning there'll be precipitation. And then it looks like there's going to be a break after that later on Monday into early Tuesday when another system is going to be coming in. So it's not like the precipitation's over, but we're going to have a really nice break on Saturday to rake your leaves or get out there and play in the snow.
So you mentioned all the snow, and before that, we had this really big windstorm earlier this week, and you predicted all of this really with remarkable accuracy.
That's right. It's just not me. It's my discipline. We're starting to get our forecasts much, much better. The skill, especially the skill of these, you know, smaller scale weather features and regions, are getting much, much better. We nailed the windstorm on Monday. The forecast days before were indicating a windstorm. I even talked about it here on KNKX. And then the day before, you know, the Weather Service had a really good forecast. The models were just right on. The models were also right on in predicting the snow that was going to fall this week. To give you another example of a great forecast, you remember the wildfires in Northern California?
Yep.
That was associated with strong winds, and that was extremely accurately forecast days before. So we've seen a transition to far better forecast. Now, I don't want to make people think that we're perfect. We're not. You know, there's still uncertainty in the forecast, and we still make errors. But the hits have increased. We're really starting to get many more of these regional weather features correct compared to even 10 years ago.
Why is that?
Well, there's a few reasons. The big reason probably is weather satellites. We have more and more weather satellites, better weather satellites, that are basically describing the weather over the entire planet. The Pacific Ocean is no data void anymore. We have massive amount of observations out there telling us exactly what's going on. So we can start our weather models with a better description. Our weather models are much better. They're higher resolution, which means we can get finer detail. We have much better physics, how we describe radiation and cloud processes. We're doing a much better job on that. And we have better data assimilation. We're able to use all the different observations to get a better description of what's happening. So all these things are coming together to give us far more forecast skill than we had even 10 years ago.
And yet there's still some particularly tricky things like lowland snow around here.
Well, that's exactly right, Bellamy. Some forecasts still are very difficult. And lowland snow is one of the hardest here in Puget Sound. You got to get the temperature right, the precipitation right, and we're always right on the margin. So there's some forecasts that are difficult. Snow in the mountains actually is much easier because it's normally cold enough to get snow in these cases.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where mountains have feelings.
My people, the Lummis, cast Rainier as the jealous wife of Mount Baker. And often on a clear day or a clear night, the mountain dresses in sparkling white and looks longing at Baker.
88.5 KNKX on knkx.org and NPR1.